Blog Talk Radio.
Today's episode of the A New Day Show. I am so excited to be on this broadcast with you again, and happy Sunday to all of you, my listeners. Whether you are joining us in the chat room or you're listening on your smartphones or on your PC or Mac, wherever you are, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to you. On this special day, I'm excited for many reasons, because today I have a very good friend of mine who is joining me and sharing the mic with me today, Dr. Joelle Martin, and I'm going to be bringing her on live. But before I do that, I would like to share how you can be part of the conversation. You can do so if you're online and you're in the chat room. You can write your comments in there, but we always welcome when you take the time to show my guests some love by calling 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. So that's the number to call. I am going back and forth from the studio to the chat room. I want to welcome my friend Michael Kay to the chat room. Thank you, my brother, for turning up. And I'll be going back and forth from the chat room to the studio. And I just want to go ahead and just thank the people who from last week have been sending me birthday wishes on Facebook. And those of you who call on the telephone, I appreciate and love you. You make me feel special. And I've gotten so many cards as well, but there's one special card that I feel compelled to share with you. And it's from my neighbor and friend, Charlie Cassell. And the card reads, "Ways to praise God on your birthday. Let your light shine." And I think what better way to let my light shine than to be on this broadcast with you today. Practice angel-like ways. Showing love and gratitude, no better way to practice angel-like ways. Write the word on your heart. And you know that I love one of you. You are in my heart. Celebrate the wonders all around you. Share your blessings. Be a living prayer in the world. And have a really great birthday. What a beautiful card. I mean, this says it all and just bring together everything that I'm about. And I'm so thankful for my friend and neighbor for knowing me so, so very well. So again, I remind you, I've extended the show for an extra half an hour today because I just want to hang out with you guys and to have fun. So we are going to be going on till 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. And I encourage you to call it 646-915-8166. And I want to take time to read an introduction about my honored guest. And then I bring her on live and she will just finish to give you some more detail about herself. Dr. Joanna Martin, PhD, President, Positively Powerful Triad West Incorporated, a senior consultant, trainer, executive coaching professional, author, and speaker. A highly experienced, trained, and developed professional with proven expertise in assisting CEOs and HR directors to create inclusive cultures, diversity, workforce, and aligned teams of leaders. Over 15 years of domestic and international training experience. Proficient in developing needs assessment, instructional design, implementation of programs, training of trainers, and evaluation strategies and metrics. Proficient in building teams of experienced consultant training and other experts, results-oriented, with strong ability to communicate effectively with executive corporate contributors, line staff, and entrepreneurs. Diversity and inclusion, training design and delivery, retreats and keynotes, leadership development, alignment initiative, executive coach, breakthrough performance, team building, personal branding. Highlights of accomplishments, training design and delivery, over 15 years of training experience in needs assessment, design implementation, and evaluation of high impact experimental, performance-based and HR trainings. Ability to work effectively with multicultural and generational, local, national, and international leaders. Excellent delivery across the U.S. and international. Diversity and inclusion experts. Trained trainers for a municipality designed and facilitated the diverse culturally competence and inclusion training for all employees of a 6-clinic healthcare organization, one of the suppliers for their award-winning program that increased the racial composition of patients and satisfaction survey results, curriculum design, and staff trained for ABHOW Diverse University. Organizational Culture Change Strategy Partner assisted 50-year-old national company providing homes and services for the aged in transition of their organization to one with a diverse and inclusive culture. Customer service excellence to residents and staff, provided needs analysis consulting, training and coaching program, built and managed English and Spanish teams of trainers, interpreters and consultants, key to the culture change initiative designed and delivered their bilingual leadership alliance program. Well, I think that that is just enough to whet your appetite. And without any further delay, I want to bring on live, I want to present to some and introduce to others my friend, my colleague, Dr. Joel Martin. Dr. Martin, how are you?
I am doing great. I'm just totally amazed that you read my entire CV. I mean, I'm listening to you, Daphne, so what I would want to tell your dear listeners, and hello, everyone, is that I want you to get some sense of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You have an idea of what I've done in my life, but
yes,
it's a little heady.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry, Daphne, what were you going to say?
No, I said exactly, and I took the time, and I must be honest, I tell the listeners, I did not read it all, but I want people to get a little feel of who you are, and so that when they listen to everything that you will be saying to them, they can say, my God, if this is her story, what excuse do I have? I can have a bio that reads that way too if I decide to take action. So let us start at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Before all of this wonderful thing that I've read here, let us start at the beginning. Who is Joel? Tell us about that humble ebony baby girl coming into this world.
Thank you. Well, this humble ebony baby girl was born in Harlem Hospital, New York City. And my mother and father got a divorce when I was very, very, very young. So I grew up essentially under the tender, loving care of my mother and her best friend, Ida, who is now 99 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that a wonderful thing?
Beautiful.
And I grew up in Toledo, Ohio. My mom moved me to Toledo, where Aunt Ida was. And we grew up really, Daphne, very, very poor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't know poverty, quote unquote. I didn't know really that we were poor because I had so much love around me.
That's
my
right.
My mother had a sister and six brothers, so I always had cousins to play with and aunts and uncles that looked out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we were a very spiritual and religious group, so it was always fun and loving for most of the time. And so my beginnings, as you said, I were very, very humble.
Right, right.
As a public speaker, one of the things that I love to tell people, and it's sort of true, is that we were so poor, we couldn't afford the O and the R of poor. We were po.
You were po.
We were po.
Yes.
And I remember eating chicken neck soup. It seemed like they would take that little scrawny part of the chicken and make soup with it, you know, so that we would have something warm to eat. And we ate that stuff so much, I thought I was going to grow pin feathers.
My God.
And I remember having two pairs of shoes, and there was one pair that I wore to church, and then there was another pair that I wore to school, which were really the Sunday go-to-meeting shoes,
that's right.
You know, that had gotten worn out, and I could wear those to school.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and growing up in Toledo, again, I was surrounded by great love, and there were some trials and tribulations in growing up. I remember there was a time when my mother, who was taking care of other people's kids before she became a government worker in Columbus, Ohio, where we moved and I went to school. But anyway, I remember, you know, it was such a sad day for me when I wasn't living with my mother. You know, like she was living in one place taking care of somebody else's children, and I was living someplace else and not with her. And that was really a great, a challenging time for me as a child, I remember. You know, so life went on, and she got a better job, and we got to stay together again, and we moved to Columbus, Ohio eventually, where I went to Ohio State, or as some would say, the Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And I majored in art. And I think probably one of the telling points for me in my development was something that happened when I was in school. And I don't know if anything like this ever happened to you, Daphne.
Mm-hmm.
We had an assignment to write a poem. And the poem, I was just so excited because my mother was very, very creative. She wrote poetry herself, and she would always decorate her letters and her words and on paper with pretty little pictures, and it was just wonderful, you know. So I was raised, like I said, by this very strong woman who
mm-hmm.
taught me to respect my elders. You know how that is, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm from West Indies. Mm-hmm. They don't play.
Uh-huh. No, you respect your elders, you do not lie, and you work hard.
That's right.
So that was a work ethic for me. So when I got this assignment, this bit of homework for my school teacher, I went home and I had a blast. I had fun writing this. And I remember, Daphne, this was the first time that I felt the exhilaration and the excitement that came from doing something creative.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back to school, and I was standing there, and I guess I must have been about 8 years old at the time.
Yeah.
And I read my poem. And, you know, growing up in a lovely big family, I was expecting some praise, you
uh-huh.
know. But what happened instead was the teacher said, "Who wrote that? I know you didn't."
Wow.
And,
my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My God.
I was shocked and humiliated, you know, because I was standing in front of my classmates and she was calling me a liar.
My God.
And, yeah, and being I think I might have been the only black child in the school.
In that class. Wow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Being a person of color with people who weren't of color, that was doubly humiliating.
Yes,
so,
it's double. And you think, you know, my God, I put all my effort in this. And look, and teachers and adults, a lot of times, they don't understand right there and then the impact of what you're saying and belittling. Because if it was not of the environment you grew up into, this thing could have turned your life in a very detrimental route. We would not have been listening to the powerful woman that we are today. And I want to come back for your response on that. We have a caller. I just want to take caller.
Sure.
Caller, good evening. Your last four digits are 8559. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hey, Daphne. It's Michael from Delaware. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Hello, Michael. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm just so happy to go ahead and tune in. I enjoy your show so very much. And Dr. Joel, I really thought you were going to be a guy. I'm so sorry to make that assumption.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry to disappoint you, honey. Please, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. No disappointment at all. I love a Dr. Joel. Absolutely. And I'm looking at her picture, and she's delightfully looking. And so
thank
she's
you.
Got kind eyes.
Oh, well, thank you, Michael from Delaware. I tell you, that name of mine is sort of like the man's name. And I remember going into a bank or many banks, and they would look at me and they'd say, "Well, is this your husband's card or your husband's checking account?" And I would look at them and I'd say, "No." Then they'd say, "Well, Joel is a man's name, isn't it?" And in my very best and most proper English, I tell them, "No, it's not when a woman has it."
Absolutely. Well said and well spoken.
Michael, I bet you probably thought, "Oh boy, Daphne uploaded the wrong photo, huh?"
No, not at all. I'm so very pleased. And I'm so very happy to be listening to this podcast, Daphne. Just between you and I, I'll call you this week, I promise. But Dr. Joel, I want to thank you for the level of inspiration you give so many people. It is truly a gift. And do you find it to be a gift and a curse at the same point?
What's that? My name or my work?
No, the work, honey. The name. You can be named a boy named Sue. There's no problem there. But no, the work itself, it has to be rewarding for you.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be an international trainer and a speaker if I weren't. I used to have an advertising agency in New York City after I got out of college. You know, I was recruited by IBM, and then I went to work in an ad agency. And I fell in love, got married, and had a daughter, and decided I was going to continue doing, you know, advertising. Well, I walked into a training room, and I discovered there was a whole new way of communicating with people, of being in service. And it was like a 2x4 hit me in the head. It's like, and after a while, I went through this training program, and I said, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? And it was a tough question that I was asking myself. Do I want to make a difference with a human being, or do I want to continue to sell the products that I'm selling? And I needed to change course in my career. You know, a lot of people are talking about reinventing themselves now, and I needed to do that, or not needed to, but I wanted to do that. I felt compelled to do that early on. So, no, my work is not a burden. If anything, I would love to have more work, more trainings that I'm doing, more international engagements, more executives that I coach. You know, because I really, I'm realizing, Michael, that it's my gift. I'm able to serve people through my own life experiences and through my education and the training work that I've done to get the kind of results that to assist them in being a catalyst so that they get the kinds of results that get them where they want to be faster. Mm-hmm. And I delight in it. I love it.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks for asking that question.
Honey, no problem. Daphne, I hate to go ahead and cut you off here. I just want to go ahead and say thank you for doing the work that you're doing, and please understand that it's welcome and value added to everyone's life. So do that. And Daphne, I'll definitely give you a call this week, honey. Things have been crazy, but
give my love to Stephen.
Ditto, darling. I love you both, and be good. Dr. Joel, continue helping people. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay,
thanks,
Michael. I'll talk
to
you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, talk about the internet. I met Michael. I have not ever met Michael in person, but we have developed a friendship and a bond. And he is such a giving, loving person. So he's an amazing, amazing, amazing man. And I want to ask you this question.
Yes.
How much of an impact or influence that statement that your teacher made to you way back when, how much you would say that has fueled your desire for success? Because I know it has not hindered you, but how much of it still propels you in what you're doing?
Well, I might be bursting your bubble because it did hinder me. As I grew up, I tended to be very quiet. I'd sit in the back of the class. So it shouldn't be a surprise, that I majored in fine arts when I went to Ohio State, because you couldn't be questioned about your artistic abilities. It was a totally subjective area that I went into, even though I did love math. I was a math major for a bit. Mm-hmm. But it was an anger, it was an anger that was propelling me rather than a passion and a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I was angry that I was, that I felt, I'm not saying that I was, I was living an angry set of interpretation and a behavior pattern that didn't trust a lot of people, that was very much, just angry.
Mm-hmm.
And that anger kept me going. That was
exactly
my motivation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was through my training work and feeling loved and having relationships that didn't leave as my father did. I think that's some of the deep-seated stuff there. that fueled my ability to keep going. That plus my mother's faith. My mother's faith, my church background, and the positive people that I was blessed to be surrounded by. My family is incredibly loving, and I'm not saying we're a perfect folk, but, you know, we have family reunions probably just like you do, and I have a really great husband. So it's been a continuing, growing, and evolving who I am as a human being and who I am as a commitment to other people.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Truthfully, I think what really keeps me going, Daphne, is my love of people
yes.
and my commitment to making some kind of a difference. So
mm-hmm.
much so that I was able to take my own personal neuroses,
mm-hmm,
I say that in a fun way, my
yes.
own stuff, my own baggage, because
that's
what
right.
I discovered when I took this training program, I felt better, I felt whole, I felt complete, I felt like a contribution when I was giving to others. I was able to
exactly.
put all my other stuff in the background
mm-hmm.
as long
mm-hmm.
as I was contributing.
Mm-hmm.
So it became a pattern and a way of life for me, and I continued to do that.
Right. And because, you know, there are too many people in the world that really are not telling the whole story. Because
mm-hmm.
people are connecting with our authenticity. Because people
mm-hmm.
around the world somehow feel that they are the only one that have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we all got stuff. We all have stories. Until
yes, we do.
Until we begin to tell our story and people see the
mm-hmm.
uniqueness and the authenticity in this story, that it helps them to
mm-hmm.
begin to tell their story and
mm-hmm.
know that it matters. It is helping someone somewhere to heal
mm-hmm.
from what they are going through. I just need to take a break, a brief commercial break.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, if you are just joining me, I am in conversation with Dr. Joelle Martin. And I will go back to her momentarily. But in the meantime, I want to ask you to join us on Facebook at Vision Weekend. Facebook.com Vision Weekend. Go there and like our page and share it with others. I also want to extend an invitation to you to attend the Vision Weekend Conference to be held at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City. On the platform, here are the amazing, amazing speakers. We have for our keynote Mr. Simon T. Bailey, and Mr. Bailey is the founder of the Brilliance Institute, and he invests in showing us how to release our brilliance. Next on the platform is Mr. Leon Ellis. Mr. Ellis is a restaurateur and motivational speaker out of Harlem, New York. Then we have Miss Jan Mullock. Miss Jan Mullock is from Scotland. And she is the master of positive achievement. Then we have Miss Crystal Washington out of Houston, Texas. And Crystal is a marketing and social media strategist. Then we have Mr. Willie Crawford. And Mr. Crawford is a joint guru expert. And he's also a millionaire. So if you're thinking of forging some new relationships in the joint venture, Willie is your man, and he's going to be there to help us do that more effectively. Then we have from Hawaii, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway. And Mr. Ridgway is a transformational teacher, mentor, and coach. Then we have from Arizona, attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant. She is a copyright attorney. She helps you to protect your stuff. Then we have Mr. Steven Jackson, who is the original geek. He is a new media guru out of New York. And then we have Mr. Sam Orm out of Atlanta. He is the founder of One Voice Worldwide. We have from Israel, Mr. Kobe Huberman. And Mr. Huberman is the CEO of Strategic Landscape. He's also the head of the Peace Initiative out of Israel. Then we have from Detroit, Mr. Edward Foxworth III. He is a personal productivity strategist, and he is so excited about coming to the Vision Weekend Conference, a son of New York, and he is coming home to serve his people, and he is in his prime. If you listened to him last ago on the radio show, you can understand that the brother is fired up to come. Then we have from Rochester, New York, Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, and she is an author and strategic expert. Then we have from Tennessee, Dr. C.J. Cohn and Mr. William Cohn, and they are both business development consultants, and they will be on our panel. Then we have Mr. James Nemley, and he is the founder of the Better Business Builders. And as you know, if you have been listening to the radio show since the 14th of November, you know that Jim and I, we are co-hosting the Better Building Your Extraordinary Business radio show along with the A New Day radio show, and we are broadcasting simultaneously. So these are the speakers. I am so honored to be the founder of the Vision Weekend Conference. I want you to know that it's going to be a vision transformation revolution. And every Monday between the hours of 7 and 8 Eastern Standard Time, we are featuring one of the speakers on the Building Your Extraordinary Business show. And we are broadcasting simultaneously, as I just mentioned. And our guest tomorrow will be out of Scotland, Miss John Mullock. So, again, I am on with Dr. John Martin. I want to encourage you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. I want to welcome guest 308 to the show. And if you have any question or any comments, you can either call in 646-915 if you're in the chat room, or you can just type it in the chat room. And now I want to go back to my guest, Dr. Joel Martin. Are you there, Dr. Joel?
Yes, I am here, Daphne.
Okay. So you mentioned to Michael, when he had called in, and you told him about how you entered into the world of advertising,
mm-hmm.
after
yes.
you went to school to study that, and you have been making numerous waves in the training industry and all of that. As people listen to your bio and your accomplishment, it is indeed mm-hmm. diverse. And for I've known you for, I think it's getting up to 12 years, because I met you at the first FraserNet conference. And
that's
I think
correct.
It's either going 12 or 13 years now. And I
mm-hmm.
know that everything that you do, not only add value to your life, but it adds great value to other people's lives.
Yes, that's true.
How do you remain so effective in such a broad spectrum of things?
There are some, that's a great question, Daphne. There are some common denominators in everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I work with, whether I'm being an executive coach to them and they're, you know, like some of the women that I'm working with being working in their corporations, they have a vision. They want to do a really great job in their organization. They want to be a better manager. So I assist them as a coach. So they're vision oriented. When I started working with George as the director of training and education for the Power Networking Conference, that was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a vision also. And I really love working with people who have a dream and a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And using my resources and skills and abilities to get them where they want to be faster.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same thing. Like when I most recently started working with Susan Taylor on her A New Way Forward mentoring movement, CARES New Way Forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a really powerful, powerful journey for me. And now we're having virtual trainings online. It calls, rather, and our next one is going to be with Terry Williams, and we've talked to Tom Burrell, and we've talked to Ian LaVanzant.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line, I think, my friend, is that it really is about creating a difference and being a leader in the world. It's like, how do you make a difference that impacts more people? How do you make a difference that goes beyond our own narrow scope?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've got two books now that, again, are working towards that same end for people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One is Get the Me Brand Awareness, MBA, The Positively Powerful Way, and people can order that at Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also How to Be a Positively Powerful Person, which
mm-hmm.
takes people through those steps and ends with a creation process and how do you make a dream a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really it. The many different things that I'm involved in and that I'm passionate about have to do with making some kind of a difference bigger than me and probably mm-hmm. bigger than all of us put together.
Mm-hmm.
And I still am doing my public training work. I've got a new project, a new piece of business that I'm doing. Bob and I are having the conversations on leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it's really that. It's a gathering of leader activists.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about creating leadership amongst others and having some really exciting conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And then very soon I'll have my public transformational training. I'm going to be sending you information about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have you come.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's all the same thing. It's like making a difference and, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing.
You know, people listen to me read your bio and they listen to you speaking and all of that. And they probably thinking, oh, shit, have it made. There have not been any obstacles or adversities in her life. Oh, I wish I had it like she has. What would you say to that question?
I say that's a nice idea, but it's far from reality.
Yes.
You know, our world is going through economic challenges and you know, they're impacting my business as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have and then more probably of a more substantial nature beyond the economic challenges that our world is facing and my clients are facing. I most recently am a breast cancer conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the term is survivor, but I choose to refer to myself as a conqueror.
That's right.
And yeah. And mm-hmm. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed, and
mm-hmm.
I say that I am cancer free.
Yes, praise
so
the Lord.
Amen. That was a big one. That was a big life defining moment in my life. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not always been easy as life ain't been no crystal stairs. Someone
mm-hmm.
far more poetic and profound would say.
Right. Yeah. When you got that news, because people react differently, but can you rethink when you got that news. What was it like for you? I mean, you're going every day, and all of a sudden, bang, you mm-hmm. get this news. What was it like for you?
I was shocked, and I was, you know, I think it was a denial. I didn't want to believe that I had the diagnosis of cancer.
Right.
How could it be? How could I have this? You know, I'm out, I'm doing things and, you know, going about my business. How could I have cancer? How is that possible? And, mm-hmm. you know, it was almost the sense of being trapped because mm-hmm. there's no way you can get around that diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, I have a mindset that says, this is my own training for myself. What are the choices, and this is what I tell other people too as a coach, what are the choices that I have right now? What are the choices that I can see right now? And what is the most positive choice that I can make for my life?
Mm-hmm.
And so step by step, I made choice. There was a lot of upset, and there was a lot of turmoil in my life and in my body.
Yeah.
And fear, you know, because you're facing mm-hmm. your own mortality.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So all I could do was practice what I preach. It's like, mm-hmm. what's the choice? If our life is about the choices that we make, what is the mm-hmm. choice that I can make now?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's really how I went through it. And my husband, Bob, was there each step of the way with me, and he went to my doctor's appointments with me, and truly, it was incredible. Whoever is diagnosed with any kind of major affliction like that, I would ask and beg you to please have someone there to support you. Have a good medical team that you have faith in,
mm-hmm.
that you trust. That is so mm-hmm. important. I think we heal quicker when we're in the tender, loving care of someone that we trust.
Exactly, and respect. Yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. Because I remember when you shared this story, because I did not know. And then when I met you again at the conference up in D.C. and learned that, and
yes.
I was looking on a new person, not because
mm-hmm.
of the illness that you had gone through or the diagnosis or the disease that you had experienced, but
mm-hmm.
I saw a woman who was transformed in
mm.
all aspects of the word. Your energy mm. was different. Your spirit was different. Your radiance was exuding. It's everything about you was different. And sometimes our lives take us to a place where we need to reinvent who we are and where
yes.
we are looking to go.
Mm-hmm. And that's about attitude.
Mm-hmm.
That absolutely is about having what I call a positively powerful attitude. You know,
mm-hmm.
like unto them, you know, is you know, the work that we do, Daphne. We can
yes.
have any number of events in our life. And the events unto themselves take on the meaning that we give them. We give the events in our life the power. And I, you know, when I was diagnosed, I could have just quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't see quitting.
That's right.
I could have surrendered. And, you know, I don't want to be Pollyanna about it and make it
no.
seem less than it was, because I got shingles and I, you know, my breast reconstruction didn't work, and I had 4 surgeries. So it wasn't easy.
Yep.
But the woman that you saw was the woman truly who had to invent her, who did reinvent herself. And
that's
I will
right.
tell you, Daphne, I think it had a lot to do with that I was sick for a long time and didn't know it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That I was stressed, that I was worried, and that I wasn't eating properly.
That's
when
right.
When I got diagnosed with cancer, I went on my primary physician put me on a radical diet.
Mm-hmm.
Up until that point, I had no idea that there are certain foods that do cause cancer.
That's right. That's right.
So,
and we have to educate ourselves. But you know what? And up to today, I went out. Today is my birthday, and I went out with the girls after church. And that's what we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
You know, the
happy birthday, Daphne.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And we were talking about the responsibilities that we have for ourselves. And,
yes.
You know, we are all black, and that was the conversation that we were having, that black people tend to think that we just have to just continue eating the way we used to eat when we were young. And
mm-hmm.
we need to make educated choices and decisions, because we are responsible for our bodies. And for those of us who are looking to create legacies,
yes.
we must practice what we preach, because a lot of times people are only going to be looking at you. They probably don't even have the opportunity to hear what you say, but they are seeing what you're saying. It's
mm.
like me. Spring of 2010, I went to the doctor and realized my blood pressure was extremely high. My diabetes was out of control and all of that. And at the time, being self-employed and not having health insurance, I was not going to regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the doctor and I decided, girl, you ain't getting out of here. You got a lot of work to do. You better get busy. And I began doing things differently. And between that time and last Friday, I've
mm-hmm.
reduced 30 pounds. When
Congratulations.
I went to the doctor last Friday, Joel, he looked at me and he says, and this is after 6 months, he didn't see me. He looked
mm-hmm.
at me and he says, you look good. Everything is fine. You know, and we had a conversation about the medication, because I'm doing things drastically different. And I
mm-hmm.
said, I don't want to be pharmaceutical, and I have nothing against that. But there are
mm-hmm.
other ways that I can maintain this temple healthy and in peak performance without going down that route. So we had a discussion about it, and he says, well, I'm not going to write a prescription for you, but I'm going to do your blood work and let's see what happens. So we must take responsibility for our outcome. We cannot
yes.
blame it on other people.
Very true.
You
Very
know, I
true.
Grew up in Jamaica with certain things that we like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I also remember those times when we did not have meat in Jamaica, but we had a delicious meal.
Uh-huh.
And so I just went back to basic. I found a new love for eggplant all of the summer. I roasted eggplant on the grill. I roasted fennel root on the grill.
Mm.
I made bean salad. My friend said to me the other day, you can make a meal out of rocks, she said. She said, you'll make a meal, a gourmet meal out of rocks, she said. And I find out, Joel, that if we go back to basics,
mm-hmm.
we will be okay. But we get so caught up into this fast-paced world that we're in, and we tend to neglect ourselves and our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
How much?
I have a friend who treated me to a dinner that she made, and the dinner that she made had living food. And
uh-huh.
what I mean by that, it was, some others might call it raw food, but
yep.
it was delicious. It was not cooked on the stove, and it had spices, and oh, it was truly, truly a treat. I had no idea that eating raw, well, as she calls it, living food,
uh-huh.
could be so delicious.
Uh-huh.
She's lost weight. She looks fabulous. She has great energy. And because of her influence, I started putting in more of the foods uncooked, meaning, you know, the fruits and vegetables in
yes.
our diet.
Yes, and that's what I've been doing too, because I went to Jamaica for a funeral in January, and my nephew, who is a Rastafarian, Aki. Aki is a fruit that we eat as a vegetable. As a matter of fact, it is part of our national dish. And DT, who is a Rastafarian, because Rastafarians eat living foods. That's what they do. And he prepared the aki, which was raw, and he put some fresh coconut in it and some hot pepper and onion and scallions. He covered it with this saran wrap, and he placed it on out in the sun, I think, for 20 minutes. And then he said, Aunt Daphne, you want to taste this? And I taste that thing. It was delicious. And when I went back into the refrigerator to get some more, it wasn't there. They said, oh, no, he just made that for himself. I thought he had made it for the whole family. No, he did not. And I used to just do the juices and just put everything in the juice, and people look at it and say, yuck. But I tell you, it is worth it for health reasons. It is worth it for health reasons.
Yes.
What are some of the valuable lessons you have learned now? You look back from the first day you were diagnosed up until where you are now. What are some of the lessons that you have learned that has now become part of your lifestyle?
Well, as we were just talking about, eating healthy, exercise. I don't exercise probably as much as I, you know, I don't exercise 5 days a week. I may exercise 3 days a week for 30 minutes, and I do a lot of walking between that.
Mm-hmm.
So exercise, diet, I think one of the big things would be, excuse me, less worry and stress.
Yes, yes.
So that's been a big change, my mental attitude, and getting rid of that anger that I was telling you about. As a friend of mine says, life is much too serious to be so serious.
And people don't realize all the toxin that anger and envy puts in our body. And it's actually poisonous.
That's true. That's very true. So those are some of the things that I did. What else? Surrounding myself with people who are who have like interests to me. Like each year, I have the Positively Powerful Woman Award. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
That was on my list to ask about that. I wanted for you to talk about that. And I just want to thank you for the honor that was bestowed on me, because you featured me in that this past week, and it's a real honor. So I wanted to thank you for that. But let's talk about that a bit, so women can understand what it is about.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, and it was an honor for me to feature you on our blog site. You look beautiful, and you're talking about how to overcome adversities, and we even have a mention of that incredible event that you're having in New York City.
Yes, thank you.
So that
was
an honor, very exciting.
Thank you.
Well, to talk, just to share with you about my Positively Powerful Women's Award, I invented it as a, I'm a training designer, and I was speaking before a group of women judges and attorneys, and learned from them that they weren't giving to themselves the way they give to others in their communities. And since I've learned that we as women, do many of us have that habit, we come last. We overstress and we're taking care of other people.
That's
I'm sure
right.
some of your listeners can relate to that.
Oh, we all can.
So I decided that I would have an event where I would honor women who are doing really breakthrough kinds of things in different areas, for example, in the corporate world, in the nonprofit, philanthropic world, in business, entrepreneurs, and in similar kinds of areas. And each one would be a positively powerful woman. And we have a very intimate panel where people are empowered as they hear the women's stories, and that's the thing. It's like these women are role models. They are role models who have their own very special stories. And the luncheon guests, it's open to the public, the luncheon guests come in and they are invigorated and inspired and empowered to go out and live their dream just as the honorees are.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that event, we have the conversations on leadership again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're having our fifth annual. I'm excited about it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That will be June 22nd, and we're having it at the Ritz-Carlton in Phoenix. And our special speaker, our keynote speaker, will be Susan Taylor. It is going to be a wonderful, wonderful event, very inspiring, educational. Entertainment, a little bit of entertaining, but primarily it's going to have people jettison, men and women and families attend, jettison what it is that is most important to them. So I'm thrilled to have done this.
As you build this additional leg in your business and you do your research and everything to put this into fruition, what are some of the reasons that you have found out that separate women from men, in the sense that we as women just think that we got to just take care of everybody and neglect ourselves? Men are not like that. Men, they put it down and they want, men, come on, let's have a beer. Let's watch the ball game. Let's do this. Let's do that. The woman says, oh, no, I can't do that because I got to go iron, I got to go wash, I got to go do this, I got to go do that. What separates us? Why are we this way? I know we wire different and everything, but what else have you found?
I believe that one of the things that goes on for women is the commitment to nurturing the children. And only women have children, as we know. The men don't have children. And when our child is born, there is that bond, that emotional bond, that attachment to our child. And by extension, to creating a safe environment for that child to grow up in. I'm not suggesting that all women are nurturers, because we're all different and unique. But many women who put themselves last, say, well, I don't know that the thinking is I'm putting myself last. I think the thinking is I'm putting someone else who I feel is more important first.
Yes, yes, yes. And
so
I think there are times when we kind of do that one time too many, you know? And because we go to that place and we cannot come back. And I want to say welcome to my friend James from Canada, and thank you so much for the happy birthday wishes, my brother. And my guest is Dr. Joel Martin, so if you have any questions for her, I would welcome, if you want to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. If you would like to ask Dr. Joel a question, or if you have any remarks or feedback that you want to make. I want to also welcome guest 30098 to the show. You are listening to Dr. Joel Martin. And I just want to take a brief break again. I want to also share one more amazing thing that's happening for me. You all remember a few months ago when I had announced that I was invited to be part of the book 365 Days of Gratitude. Well, the book will be launched this Wednesday. So this Wednesday's show will be the official launch of the book. I will have the publisher on and some more of the co-authors on. The publisher is Donna Roach out of San Diego. And I'm very, very super excited about that project. I'm also one of the ambassadors and one of the spokespersons for that book. So I want you to visit my website, DaphneClarkHudson.com, and by before Wednesday, you'll be able to see the link there, how you can support me by picking up a copy of the book. It is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal gift for the holidays, because we don't take enough time to give people gratitude and to say thank you. And what better gift to give them than 365 days of gratitude, when every day they can read, and help them recultivate the gratitude. So it's I'm very excited about that. And on Wednesday, we will be doing the live launch here on the A New Day show. So please join me. And that show is at 10 to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
I also want to direct you to DaphneClarkHudson.com, and you can join up there for our affiliate program for the conference, the Vision Weekend Conference that is coming up on March the 23rd to the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel. We have an affiliate program in place where you can earn $100 for each person that registered through your program to be at the conference. And what better way to work your money to pay for your conference than to become an affiliate? And we are also running the special, early bird special of $6.97, and that includes your 4 days conference and 5 meals to the conference. You will be able to purchase gala tickets, which will be different. We have networking event tickets that are going to be different. Our early bird runs through December the 31st, but I'm telling you, don't wait for the last minute, because seats are limited, and I think they are going to be going very, very quickly. So again, visit clarkhudson.com. Right now, that's where the conference is being hosted, on that site. We are extending an invitation for vendors. We are also looking for sponsors and advertisers. So if you are interested in being part of the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 in New York City, there are many ways by which you can become part of that space and that community, because I tell you, we are going to be making history. This is a conference like none other. So be there on March the 23rd through the 26th at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in Times Square. We need your support, and we are going to have an amazing, amazing conference. The conference is designed for entrepreneurs and small business people, people who want to transform their lives, people who have visions that they've been sitting on. My colleagues and I have come together because we want to invest in helping you, because you are that important to us. And again, the number to call is 646-915-8161. And my guest is Dr. Joel Martin. Joel, are you there?
I am here, and I'm wondering why you haven't invited me to your big event.
Because you didn't reply to the email. You know, everybody asked me that. How come I'm not on the platform? And can I share a story?
Please do.
I was instructed, because we didn't do the event this year. We did it last year, and it, meaning Daphne, selected the platform, which did not go too well. And we ended up doing the conference as a virtual conference. And you know, when you got to be humble and bite humble pie, and I got into prayer, I know you gave me the vision, and it is not about me. So I want you to tell me what to do. I am not going to move a muscle until I hear from you. So if I sit here and tell you I was not getting anxious when I see 2011 coming and going and I didn't hear from him, I would be lying, but I stay true to my commitment. And then the Lord said, well, send email out to all the people who has some value to add to what the vision is about.
Right, yeah.
Send it blind copy. Mm-hmm. That means people don't know who is invited. Those who reply are the ones who needs to be on the platform. So I said, okay, but I did that. And you know, with my personality, sometimes I'm stubborn, you know. But I said, I'm doing what the Lord says. And I send to a large number of people, and people began responding without even knowing who else got the email.
Yes, yes.
And I know you
were
on
that. That's wonderful. I remember.
Yeah, it's not good or bad that you did not reply. It's just what it is. Maybe that's what happened that time. And I said, when I saw the replies, I cried, because I said, my God, look at this. Look at what's happening here. Look at what is happening here. And I've just learned to step back and let God do his thing. And although it's not a religious conference, this is a vision that the Lord has given me. And he is going to make sure that people are rewarded for turning up there. So,
wow, very, very exciting, Daphne. I don't really know what happened, what the disconnect was, but your event sounds wonderful, and I'm just thrilled that it's happening like this.
You know, and I'm just so thankful to see how everything pulls together. And, you know, I don't know what God has in store, but he knows. And the one thing I want to be is to be obedient to his word.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not about me. It is not about the platform. It's about the people who will turn up there and what they will get. Because people are hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And people need a system, and people need a word on where they need to go and how they can make a difference. Because, Joel, as you and I know, is that when we keep doing what we were called to do, everything else falls into place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's amazing. My friend from Israel, when we did the first flyer, and he saw the copy, he called me on the phone. He says, "Why am I not on the flyer?" I said, because you didn't answer to the email. Oh, he quickly sent me his email, and then I found out it was the time when I had computer problems and I did not get his reply. So,
I remember getting it, but I don't think we need to talk about this on this particular call, because that's more about, you know, our technology and expansions or whatever happened there. And I'm just trusting that, for whatever reason, I'm not called to be on the platform with you this time, but I'm honored and delighted that we're having this call.
Exactly.
So I think I'm curious about with your listeners, what challenges are they facing in these wild and crazy times that we're in, and how can we you know, support them in resolving them. I'm thinking about the people that may be on this call, and how
yes.
can I be of service to them?
Right. So I want to welcome guest 31064 to the show. And my friend James, you're still there. Listen, guys, call in. How can Dr. Joel help you in what you're doing? Take some time to read her information there. And you heard her talk about her diagnosis with cancer and all the amazing work she's doing that is transforming life. What one question, burning question that you have on your mind that you would like her to answer for you? I know that James, you're getting ready to build a company. You are looking for your company to go globally. You know, how do you think that she can help you? So call in, my brother, 646-915-8166. And guests, the other guests in the chat room, call. You have her undivided attention now. So let us hear from you. Listen, you have not because you ask not. Don't be afraid to ask the questions. There are no silly questions. The only ones that are silly are the ones that are not asked. So ask the questions. We are here to help you. And with the internet, your request for help is only a click away. So use this advantage. Use this opportunity. Now, as we talk about reinventing lives and transforming lives and all of that, what kind of a checklist would you give to the listeners, Joel, whether they are listening on the archive or they're listening live now? What would the checklist look like? I know for each and every one of us, it's unique to us. But just give us some pointers to begin to jog our thought process.
All right. And I'm wondering, is it valuable if we also talk about a business, an entrepreneur's business? Because I've done so much work in leadership alignment and working with teams and building teams. Perhaps that reinventing a company might be of interest to some of your listeners as well.
Oh, yes. Of course. Of course. Go right ahead. Yes.
Okay. All right. Again, I think one of the primary things that I have seen as a breakdown in many organizations is that they are not sharing the vision. The head person that you're speaking about, James, is taking his company global.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important when you have an organization that there be alignment. And alignment is the quality of togetherness that has people be aware of the vision of the organization, that compelling future that the owner and the executives are driving the company to, and also what the mission is and what the purpose is and what are the core values and what are the behaviors. And with many organizations, it can take an outside consultant such as myself to come in and support the organization and having the alignment work be done. And it's about being a leader in that organization.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does make a difference. You know, it's sort of like having a car that's out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to drive a car that's out of alignment. But mm-hmm. when you have a car that's in alignment, you trust it. It's easy to drive. It's a better functioning machine. And the same thing is true for organizations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the tips that I would give our listeners in that regard is the importance of personal responsibility,
mm-hmm.
integrity, and authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
With our leaders, authenticity is sometimes the thing that's lacking. You know, many of us
mm-hmm.
are not trained to be managers or leaders, and we think, well, I have to be a certain way. I have to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, be powerful, but not tough, per se. You know, be authentic and show your workers that, you know, you are committed to them so that they are then going to be committed to your organization. So being authentic, showing up powerfully yet committed, and using the platinum rule. We all know what the golden rule is, and the platinum rule is one that I use also in my diversity training work, and that's do unto others as they would have you do unto them. Do unto others as they would have you do unto them. You know, because with cultures being different and globalism being such a force, we can't assume that everyone thinks like we do. So now I'll just go back and answer the reinvention piece that you're talking about. And, and some of this people can find in my book about Me Brand Awareness, A Positively Powerful Way. And some of the things that I talk about in that book are, one of the tips would be to network and connect. Network and connect and create sincere relationships with the people that you meet. Another one is, you know, you talked about telling your story. A lot of people are uncomfortable telling their story, telling about their personal lives. And what I would suggest that they get my book and then learn about reframing. Learn how to reframe your personal story so that you can tell it in a way that empowers people. And that may take some introspection, but it is possible. Because I could have told the story about cancer, about being a cancer, having a cancer diagnosis, or I could have told the story about the school, or I could have told the story about leaving my advertising agency in a way that would have sounded like an ultimate victim and I was having a pity party. That doesn't serve me and it doesn't serve other people.
Can I just interject here a bit?
Please.
When you mention about reframing the story and all of that, and I think what is holding a lot of people back from telling their story or even attempting to reframe it is that one word, shame. They hold on to the shame and they say, oh no, I can't tell that. How are people going to see me? And and they think it's going to bring them in a negative light.
Well, they get to come, what's the source of the shame? You know, where they can they talk about that event in their life that brings them the experience, the feeling of shame in such a way that they take their power back? Working with youth, young people with challenging, that are living in really challenging times. Sometimes the person who has the shame think that they are the only one that this has happened to.
That's right.
And it very seldom, if ever, is the case. Whatever has caused them the shame, if they have, if they're working with a therapist or a life coach such as myself, they can talk about it and get freed from the shame. Because I promise you, they are not the only person that has had that, whatever it is that has occurred for them.
That's right.
And the other thing that I would want them to remember, when I, whoever has that conversation, they made it through.
That's right.
They survived whatever those conditions were. How can they take the fact, the undeniable fact that they are a gift, that they have been granted grace, and so now what's next?
Exactly.
They can choose to live in the shame and the blame and the victimness, or they can say, I made it through. I am special.
That's right.
I can talk about this event in my life in such a way that someone learns from me not to let it happen to them.
That's right. And that's why it is so important to learn the process of reframing.
Yes.
Because that is going to get you over the hump and understand why it is important to work with mentor or coaches, because we don't know it all. And I think one of the things that people are reluctant in doing is to invest in the new person that they want to become. And when you think of working with coaches or you get a mentor, you know, they are an objective sounding board that helps you to reframe who you are looking to come, to become.
Yes.
You know, last week I had, I think it was Wednesday, I had a segment of the show talking about the new you. And I tell you, it was such a powerful conversation because women, we got issues around, you know, reinventing, because I think we kind of hold on to things too long, and those things that we're holding on to are the things that are no longer serving us well. And we got to know that sometimes those things are tangible things that we need to just throw in the garbage. And other times they are limited beliefs, they are shame, they are all those things that you are holding on to that is blocking your greater good. So don't be ashamed to wake up, take off all of those things so you can really walk into that greatness that awaits you. Because we are never our circumstances or our situation. We are above that, but we can only be above that when we take the time to learn the lessons out of those situations.
One of the things, I agree with you, and I think one of the things that people can begin to use to reframe and to reinvent is noticing the language that they use. For example, there's a profound difference between saying, I have to do something, and I choose to do it.
That's right.
One of the practices
that
that's exactly right. One of the practices that I do in my training work is an experiential piece on have to and choose to. One leads to victim, one leads to burden, doom and gloom, and the other leads to freedom. And no one can take away our power of choice unless we give it to them.
That's right. And so, each and every day that we wake up, we can rewrite the script of our lives if we choose to.
Yes.
Because we have the material, we have the skill. It is in the power of our words. Our choice of words are powerful. And the powerful choice of words with a positive, powerful action and attitude, you're on your way to writing a magnificent life script. Nobody is preventing you from doing that other than yourself. I mean, we are the little pebble that stands in our way. When we are standing our way, we think we don't realize it's just a pebble. But the minute we decide to just change the way we say things, we are on our way. So
I agree that we're on our way, Daphne, but I think one thing that's really important, vitally important, is that people have a coach. Because I say, when you're in the blender, you don't know how to turn it off. You know,
that's
like
right.
One of those wearing blenders, you're in it, and life is lifing you. And you've got challenges, and you don't know where to go, and you've got multitudes of things going on. It's having that knowledgeable, caring, empathetic professional or human being that is on the outside that will turn that blender off, that can listen to you with compassion, and can listen to you with tough love if that's what's needed.
That's
so
right.
One thing I want to make sure that we do before we get off this call, because it's almost time for your guest to wish you a happy birthday, I want people to know what my website is.
Yeah, I'm going to have you I'll have you announce that how people can get to
okay.
you and all of that. So go ahead and tell people your website where they can get your book and everything, please.
All right. My website has a contact page on it as well. And the book is available, Me Brand Awareness, my newest one, is available at Amazon.com. My website is Positively Powerful, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E-L-Y, Powerful, P-O-W-E-R-F-U-L, and it's all one word, positivelypowerful.com/INSIGHTS, Insight, Positively Powerful, /insights. And I would be delighted to get to know someone and to see and to assist them and support them in creating the life that matters most to them. And I've done this for almost 20 years, and I've traveled around the world doing this. So it's always, this is my passion and purpose.
Right. I want to welcome guest 3143 to the chat. Guest 31807 to the chat. I am in conversation with Dr. Joel Martin, and I've called her. The number is 646-915-8166. Let me see her write a question. When the lady, my question. Oh, this is interesting. This is very interesting. Someone in the room says, I wrote and I asked whether or not they have a question, and someone in the room says it is hard to write a question when you start to answer the question they were thinking of writing. Isn't that powerful?
Well, that's insight. Insight
isn't
is
that
working.
That is so powerful, and thank you so much for writing that. It shows that this was meant to be, this conversation was meant to be. However,
yes,
we would love to hear from you. Call in, guys. The number is 646-915-8166. We have another 33 minutes remaining, and I hope you all call to tell me happy birthday. But while we wait on the switchboard to light up, I want to give Dr. Joel an opportunity to begin to summarize our conversation today, and just to leave the listeners with the high points of what she wants them, even if they did not take anything else out of our conversation today. What are the high points that she would like to leave them with? And at the end of that summary, I would like her to again give her contact information and give the dates of the events that she's doing, because show is global. People are going to be coming back to listen to it. So for those who are not on it live, they can still listen to that and still gather the information. So again, for those of you who are listening, and for those of you in the chat room, the number to call, 646-915-8166. If you have a question for Dr. Joel, or if you want to wish me happy birthday, I want to hear you from there. So let's go ahead and have you begin to summarize your thought, Dr. Joel.
Well, thank you so much. First, let me say, Daphne, dynamic Daphne, I am delighted to be able to spend this quality time with you. We have been friends for a long time, and I'm glad that we had this opportunity to connect.
Yes, I am so honored. I am so honored as well. Thank you.
Thinking about our conversation, is that there's two sides of all of us. There's the side of us that does our work, that does what we're passionate about, that lives our gift, that makes a difference with other people. And you read that in my work on diversity and my work on alignment and working with corporations and coaching. And then there's that other side, the side of us that leads us through life and life's challenges and how we deal with challenges, whether it be feeling separate and ostracized as a child, whether it be not being appreciated for your creativity,
mm-hmm.
and whether as an adult it has to do with relationships that don't work, and seeing patterns, in my case being angry, and we identify these patterns. And these patterns that we have are related to something that we believe about ourselves, or we believe about the world, our interpretations. And when we are willing to challenge those beliefs, like I did with what happened to me in school, when we are willing to challenge those beliefs and create a different interpretation, we can then reinvent ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we can reinvent ourselves to align with our vision. We can reinvent our companies to align with our vision. It is absolutely possible. I'm a testimony to that.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the tips that I gave were be authentic. Be authentic. You, each one of you are an incredible gift. Put here to do something, to be something, to empower, to create, to make that difference bigger than you can possibly imagine. Be commitment. I'm hearing a little reverberation, which is impacting me, but I think possibly in that the lesson is to be bigger than our circumstances.
That's right. That's right.
I want to acknowledge the listeners for being on this call, for coming in and listening, because as someone once said, 80% of success is just showing up.
Showing up. Be present.
Being present.
Be present, which is very, very, very important. You know, we have not because we ask not. And the other thing, too, we have not because we are not showing up where things are happening. So people need to be present. You are the one that is standing in your own way. And I've just put in the chat room the link to Dr. Joy's blog. It's positivelypowerful.com/women. That's where you can read her blog, and she's going to finish to give you the rest of her information. So you still have
Thank
time
you.
To call. I don't want you to be sending me a message when she's gone and say, oh, I wanted to ask this question, but I coulda, shoulda, didn't. So come on, call. The number is 646-915-8166. Remember, we're talking about showing up, and you have her undivided attention. You're listening to a lady whose career is not only focused on the communities here in America. She has been to many different countries, many ethnicities, and many cultures to bless them with her gifts and talents. So, hey, it doesn't happen often unless you're a regular listener to my show. You know, I only showcase the best people who believe in your transformation and your reinventing who you want to become. So take this opportunity to call 646-915-8166. So would you please tell them where to find you, tell them about your social media links and all of those good stuff.
Certainly. Happy to. Well, again, my website is positivelypowerful.com/insights. There's a link there for my background and my women's page. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. Dr. Joelle Martin. Or Joelle Martin, you know, you can just do the search. You can do a Google search on Joelle, J-O-E-L, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. And there will be a lot of wild and wonderful old and new information on me. My next event will be Conversations on Leadership, and that's happening tomorrow. That will be in Phoenix, Arizona, followed by additional Conversations on Leadership, as well as my transformational training on being a leader and transforming your life in the world. Very, very exciting. That will probably happen in February, Daphne.
Okay. So,
one last one. My Positively Powerful Women's Awards is June 22nd here in Phoenix. June 22nd, 2012. Okay, back to you, my friend.
Yes. The one thing we talk about so much things, and we didn't ask about what you do for fun and all that good stuff, because you're looking so fabulous and everything. No, you're not working. I know you're doing some hard playing. So what are some of those things that you do?
Well, let's see. What do I do for fun? I read. I watch television. I go to the movies. I love to play Scrabble. I play Scrabble online with my daughter and other friends. Let's see. What else do I do for? Oh, I do a wonderful case of retail therapy. I love to shop, to go places and watch people. I love to do that. And, interestingly enough, I really love my work, and I find it incredibly refreshing. You know, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's event. So
right.
That gives you a little bit of what I do.
And I know that you have already done some amazing things. You are doing amazing things. But I know there are some untouched territories in you. What can we look for in the future from you?
Oh, wow. Well, on my wish list is to produce a film. I love to produce a film. I would love to have my Positively Powerful Women's Awards be in other cities. To have one in New York and L.A. It's such a motivating design, a motivating way to get people together to acknowledge them in diversity.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have that occur. What else is on my wish list? To have my husband's art show in the Met. He's a painter, a wonderful painter. And my daughter, Sabelle, is a cinematographer, to sit in the Oscars and watch her go across the stage to get that Golden Man. That would be wonderful. That's on my wish list. What else? I'm really so happy living life. I'd love to have an opportunity to speak to 4,000 people at one time and to have my own television show.
That's right.
You know?
That's what we're talking about. So from your mouth to God's ears, all those wishes just came off the wish list, and the Father has them. And I think you are ready for all of them.
Well, thank you, Daphne.
To claim them. We just need to claim them. And is there anything else that you wanted to say that I did not get to ask you?
Oh, let me think on that.
And guys, for those of you who are lingering out there, remember you can still call 469-158-1166. So, yes, go ahead.
One of the things that I would love to gift your listeners with is the creation cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I write about in my book. And the reason that I think it is so important is that everything goes through this step to be created. My television show will. Your incredible event in March will happen this way.
Mm-hmm.
Books are written this way. And it's a very basic formula, but most people don't know that it exists.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins with having that dream and imagining it in great detail and making a visual representation of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, Daphne, you started with a dream and a goal and a way and a wish to serve people when you thought about your event in March, just as I did with my awards program.
Yes, yes.
And then you believe in it. With self-confidence,
mm-hmm.
faith, and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing there is that you talk about it.
Yes.
That's step number three. A lot of people are a little squeamish about talking about what they want to do in the world. You know,
mm-hmm.
so that's why I was just so touched by your asking me what was next for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you commit to it emotionally, spiritually, physically, and mentally. Commit to it. You put your butt on the line for it. And that's huge. You know, a lot of people are afraid to promise, but I encourage you to make a commitment on things and find a committed partner that will be your accountability coach. Then you plan it. That's number five. Number six, you enroll people in it. One of my heroes is the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, and he was a great enroller. You know, he had a dream, and he got millions of people involved, and we wouldn't be where we are now if the people were it not for his ability to enroll people, to have them be empowered to dream, to have them say, I'm in. I'm willing to march with you. And you do that, too. Next one is you do it, then you check it with feedback, you complete it, and now what we get to do, dear Daphne, is you celebrate it.
Yes. Woo! That is so powerful. What I want you to shed a little bit more light on the process of enrolling people in it.
Okay.
I think a lot of us, especially as women, we got issues with asking for help.
Oh, my. Yes. And there I would suggest we change the language. We have issues asking people to support us. Because when we say that, you know, can you help me, we sound helpless. And we're not helpless.
That's right.
You know, we are not helpless. We are inherently wonderful, beautiful, and powerful beings.
That's right.
Capable of such greatness.
That's right.
So enrolling people has them see your dream, your vision, your goal with such clarity that it's an invitation. It's an invitation to participate, and then they make it their own. Let me give you an example. Have you recently seen a really great movie? A movie you really loved and enjoyed?
No, I haven't been to the movie in a long time. I'm not going to say anything that you all will use against me, so I'm not going to say what's the last movie I saw.
Okay. All right. Well, if there was a movie, and you probably would say, oh, I saw this movie, and it was all this and that and blah, blah, blah. And you'd be speaking about it with energy, right?
That's right.
And you'd probably be smiling, and there wouldn't be any intimidation because it was something that you enjoyed.
Believe
it. Yes, exactly. You found it rewarding, and you wanted other people to share in that with you.
That's right.
That's enrollment.
That's right.
Okay, I can tell you what enrollment isn't.
That's right.
It isn't making someone. It isn't coercion. It isn't bribing.
That's right.
Enrollment is one of the most powerfully and impassioned, empathetic ways of communicating.
So, you know, just in layman terms and everything, you know how they say that excitement is infectious and it is contagious.
Yes.
We are excited about that. It's going to be our most magnetic means of enrolling people in that way. This is powerful. I tell you, I hope we get to have conversation again because this conversation was powerful. I want to thank you for believing in what I do and for loving my listeners enough to invest your Sunday evening with them.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
I'm just so honored to have you here, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon. And again, I wanted to give your contact information out, because I want people to really reach out and learn more about you, and they can get your book and all of that good stuff, because there's so much to be learned and to be had. I want them to take advantage of that.
All right. I'll give you my email address. How's that?
Yes, please.
J.P. Martin, J as in Joel, P as in Peter, Martin, all one word, at Triad, T-R-I-A-D-W-E-S-T, Triad West, all one word, .com. J.P. Martin at TriadWest.com.
J.P. Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at Triad, T-R-I-A-D West,
mm-hmm.
.com. So I just put it in the chat room. And someone in the chat room said, great advice, very informative show. Beautiful. I love when people get something that they can use. Because, you know, a lot of people come on and well, really not on this show, because I make sure I extract in a way that people can use what they
right.
get. Because sometimes you listen to conversation and there's so much fluff.
Uh-huh.
That people can use. Find somebody that makes it so simple for you to go out there and
mm-hmm.
engage others in what you're doing. It is an amazing. I'm just so appreciative of you and for what you stand for the way you have paved the way for others to follow. I honor you every time that I'm in your space. It has added value to me, and it is just so rewarding to know you.
Thank you, Daphne. And I am, you know what, I remember when you came to my event here. Thank you so much for your support.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah. I think we're going to be doing some exciting things together.
Yes. God has some amazing things for us to do. I don't know. I'm just turning up every time he beckons me. And if I turn up and he doesn't use me this time, the next time he calls me, I'm turning up too. Because I don't know when he's going to be ready for me, so I'm going to be present. So thank you so much, Dr. Joel Martin, for all the work you do, for the many lives that you continue to touch over the world. And
I just tell you,
continue running your race. You are settled in your lane. You're running a phenomenal race that everybody can look at and gain strength for running their own race. I thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Daphne. Have a fabulous, fabulous rest of the evening, and I know your event will be beyond successful.
Thank you so much, and stay blessed. Give my love to Sibel and to Bob.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Oh, what an amazing conversation, Dr. Joel Martin, and what an amazing woman. She is doing phenomenal, phenomenal work. Phenomenal, phenomenal work. And I extended the show for half an hour because I wanted to celebrate my birthday with you guys, but nobody is calling in, so I guess that you don't want to talk on the phone. So I love each and every one of you. I encourage you to join me on Wednesday at 12 noon when we will be launching the new book I'm a co-author of, 365 Days of Gratitude. I want to remind you of the Vision Weekend Conference coming up March the 23rd through the 26th. You can check clarkhudson.com, and we have where you can register on there for the Vision Weekend Conference. Early bird closes out on December the 31st. So grab your place now so you can grab your hotel rooms and everything. Once you register, you will be able to get the special code that you need to use to register. I want to thank my friend James for being on the show, guest 31403, and the other guests that came on and had to leave for whatever reason. I didn't see my assistant today. I don't know. Sometimes they don't have their internet up and working down there in Jamaica, but I just hope all is well. I'll see you guys. And I'm just so excited about everything. Tomorrow, I'm on the air again with Building Your Extraordinary Business, where we will be broadcasting simultaneously, James and I. So we look forward to seeing you there. Right here again, you come and you join here for that show. And our guest will be out of Scotland, Miss John Mulk, out of Scotland. And she will be on for the Better Business Builders, but you can also hear it here on this site. So, again, and on Wednesday is when we, on Wednesday when we launch our book, I'll be here with the publisher of the book and some of the other authors. It's 365 days, celebrating 365 days of gratitude. I am so honored to spend this time with you. For those of you that send me tweets, for those that sent me cards, for those that sent me messages on Facebook and other places, I thank you for showing me the love that you show me. It is an honor, it is a privilege to see that because of social media and a virtual process, we can connect from all over the world. Remember, I'm only a message away. I'm here to add value to each and everyone's life. I encourage you to please join us on Twitter, Vision Weekend One, Twitter at Vision Weekend One, Facebook.com Vision Weekend. And we also check my personal website, DaphneClarkHudson.com, where you can sign up for the affiliate program and you can also sign up for the Vision Weekend Conference. There's a phenomenal early bird special at $6.97, which includes 4 days of conference and 5 meals. It does not get any better than that. You're going to be in New York City, and then you'll be able to book your own hotel rooms. The rooms are 179 single and 120 and 199 double. So it's at the phenomenal Broadway Millennium Hotel in New York City. So I look forward to you spreading the word. I look forward to meeting you there on March the 23rd through the 26th. And to find out how to become an affiliate, visit DaphneClarkHudson.com. Click on the conference page and look to the bottom. You'll see that little link there where you, the word affiliate, you click on. And it shows you how to become an affiliate for the program. I once again want to go over the speakers at the platform. We have Dr. C.J. Cohn and William Cohn, Mr. James Nemley, Mrs. Chandel Pitts, Miss Jennifer Sertle, Mr. Edward Foxworth III, Mr. Kobe Huberman, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, Attorney Ariella Durant, Mr. Sam Horn, Miss Yolanda Webb, Mr. Stephen Jackson, Mr. Leon Ellis, Mrs. Moloch, Miss Crystal Washington, Mr. Willie Crawford, and our keynote speaker will be Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And I am so honored to be the torchbearer and the founder of the Vision Weekend Conference. And tomorrow, Monday, between the hours of 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be broadcasting and featuring Miss Jan Mulock, who is our speaker that will be on the show tomorrow night. So join us again when you can listen to what she will be bringing to the platform for us at the Vision Weekend Conference. It is a conference like none other. None other. So you don't want to miss that. Remember that You were called for greatness. You listened to Dr. Joel and the phenomenal picture and layout that she gave you there about having a dream, believing in the dream, talking about the dream, committing to it. You know, as she said, put your butt on the line for it. You know, your promise towards it, the partnerships you get, your plan it. And important, you enroll others in it. And she gave a simple process of how to engage people. What I say, people want to be around people who are excited about what they are doing. So all we have to do is to build some excitement when we are talking about the things that we are involved in. Again, I thank each and every one of you for supporting me in what I do. I also would like to remind you that you were created for a destiny. Begin to dream it, believe it, talk about it, commit to it, promise to it, get partners who believe in it that they can help you to implement it, plan it, and most importantly, enroll other people in it. When you do that, you will accomplish all that you were meant to do. Remember that you were created for a destiny, and do not allow anyone or anything to derail you. I thank you for listening to me on this day. God bless.
to my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's death. Then I know what I know what I know. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations.